Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I remember one night we went camping in Louisiana.
Oh, my goodness.
Almost went camping. Oh, what an adventure, Pat. What an adventure.
Yeah,
You were going, I think you were headed to Texas.
I was headed to Texas.
You were headed to Texas.
Uh-huh.
And what happened? You had to get something. Something was wrong with your car. I don't remember what happened, but something was wrong with your car, right?
Well, we had this great, wonderful time of fellowship and meal and just just really enjoyed that.
At the Lone Star, that's right.
It was the Lone Star. And for some reason, they wanted money after the meal.
What
were
they thinking?
And the card wouldn't work. It just wouldn't. Well, something was gone wrong. And here we were in the middle of Louisiana. We were in Baton Rouge. Was it Baton Rouge?
No, Shreveport.
Bossier City. And I thought I knew Bossier City, but I was about to really know Bossier City. And so I needed to find an ATM an ATM. And so Chris John's, been there a while. He is the chaplain for
Shreveport Medical, LSU Medical Center.
LSU Medical Center. He'd just gotten off his stress treadmill. And we were... And so we told the people at the restaurant, says, we're good for this. We'll come back with money. And so I didn't know any place in this, I guess you would call it a town, but he knew, John knew, his friends was there, and he knew the mayor's son-in-law. Was it the mayor's son-in-law?
Son.
Oh, it was the mayor's son.
Mayor's son.
So, right. And so you take me right to the mayor's son. I believe he was like hiding out under a tree. And in a rickety old place, and he was armed, right?
Yeah. We show up, right? So we got to find it. We don't know where in the world this ATM is.
You can understand now. Our listeners don't think, just go to Google Maps. Go.
No. This is before.
This is before that. This is,
yeah.
We probably just got ATMs. It was just AT back then. It wasn't even AT. We didn't have an M on the end of it.
It was a while back. I didn't know where in the world we were going. I said, all right, let me call.
I was letting John lead me.
I said, let's find this guy. So we show up.
From all my law enforcement experience, I felt like I was undercover again and we were trying to do a deal or something. It's that, it felt just like it would be somebody who was trying to score a drug or something. Like, what is this going? Didn't it feel like, it was eerie,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We pull up to your friend's house.
He's not my friend.
Well, you knew who he was. He goes, hey, John, as he was loading his gun.
So we show up, and he's sitting in the dark outside in a chair with a gun strapped to his leg.
Yes,
outside.
And what part of Louisiana is this? What was it again?
This is Bossier City. This is Mirror
City. Bossier City, I'm talking about.
Mm.
And I said, we need some help. We hadn't realized that they were actually a bail bondsman in the city. And so we actually went over there, and he got in the car. Says, "I'll help you out. I know exactly where to take you." So he hops in the front seat,
loads his gun, sticks it back in his holster. Yeehaw!
And he's driving us all over Bossier City, trying to find that.
We were in his car.
No, it was in. We were in your car.
Okay, so he was. We put this armed.
Yes.
in our car.
Okay. Well, I felt safe. He was the mayor's son.
Yeah. We have a whole nother session coming up on PKs and politicians' children. Yeah.
So he's driving us all
this
over
the place. This is Nadab and Abihu. Everything's cool here.
Yeah, we're good.
It's totally cool. I mean, this is Solomon's son. This is Eli's boys, man. We got this puppy made.
Oh, my goodness. And he drove us all over the place. Finally downtown. I think we were cruising
the town. It was just like this eerie, like, how do we get him out of this car?
Is he going to rob us?
I mean, you can't just like, yeah, exactly. It's like, where is he taking us? These are in the woods, It's like, oh my goodness.
Okay, this is downtown. This is nice. This we kept block. I said,
okay, this is the graveyard. Okay, got it. This is the woods. And then you're literally thinking, you can't just like, get out of my car, mayor's son, with a gun. You're just thinking like, we're going down. We're going down.
If a tree falls in the forest, will anyone hear it?
If, if we scream and what's the town called again?
What?
Modon? What's the town?
Hozier.
Hozier. Bozier.
If a man screams in Bozier when he's getting shot, does he make a noise? I'm thinking we're fixing to go down. It all started, man, with a mill. But of course, a long story short, we could not find an ATM in Modon. Was it Modon?
Bozier.
Bozier. Just trying to get you guys active. You know what I'm talking about? Well, anyway, in Modon. And so we finally, the old fashioned way, and got some cash and just, instead of anything, just paid for the situation and it was off to Texas. It was amazing. You can't even describe some of the things we've been through. Mm. But I think there has been worse times in ministry than that.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.